It's a fight. It's a battle. The prayer of Jabez. A lot of us remember that time when that was a fad. It's still true today, by the way. God wants to move on our behalf, and I think if we ask him to expand our borders, God will do that. He's going to move on our behalf. I never finished what I was saying here. Here at Way of Jesus, I think we are setting things up for God to work. Now, if you think, I probably shouldn't go that down that way, down that path. Jabez. Jabez, in 2 Chronicles 4:10, his prayer was that God would expand his borders. And I think that needs to be our prayer too. That God would expand our borders. And we give God a place to work. When we put infrastructure in place for God to work, it gives him a place to work. Here again, it comes back to increasing my capacity. Increasing our capacity for God to work. Giving him a place to work. If you're just going to stay the same and never grow, never expand, God's just going to let you go. Like he's not going to force you into anything. And there's things that you need to do in order to do that. One of those is you need to let go of your past. Too many of us hang on to our past and we blame everybody else for where we're at in life. And we need to learn to take responsibility for where we're at. It is nobody's fault for where you are, what's happening in your life other than you. It's you. Now you can't always help where you grew up or how you came to that point, but you can come to a place where you change where you're at. And if you're going to stay stuck in your past, you're going to stay exactly where you're at. You got to let go of that stuff. I know people in my life who are hanging on to stuff and they have not advanced in the last 20, 30 years. They're still in the same position they are. I'm not interested in being around people like that. It's toxic. It's toxicity. And it kills the life of Christ when we just hang on to our past and we live there and we blame everybody else for where we're at. We've got to get past that. And let me tell you, we are in a society where we live in a society where that is prevalent. I mean, it is everywhere and it is creeping into the church and I can't stand it. I can't stand when people just blame other people and they won't forgive and they won't move on because they think it's everybody else's fault. Let it go. Just let it go. Forgive. Like, what's so hard about forgiveness? The thing about forgiveness is we're here drinking the poison and hoping it kills our neighbor. Doesn't even make sense. Like, learn to forgive and just let it go. Can we just exist? Can we just survive together? Can we just let each other go sometimes? What you said this morning, Alvin, like, can we just bless each other? Like, can we learn to just get along? And here again, it's you can't look any further than the Church of Jesus Christ. There's been more division and more splits in my lifetime that I've seen than I've had my fill. I'm done with it. I don't ever want to see any more of that. It's sickening. It's disgusting. And I think when we divide, when we allow the enemy to divide us, he realizes that that's going to render us powerless. It's when we band together. Here again, it's not just us. It's the Church of Jesus Christ. When we band together, we can storm the gates of hell, and the enemy knows it. And if we storm the gates of hell, guess what? We're taking ground back. Too often, we're just here defending what we already have. We got to stop defending. We got to move forward. If you're playing a game and all you're playing, if you're playing in sports and all you're playing is defense, you're going to lose that game. You're going to lose it. You got to press forward. And if the Church of Jesus Christ gets a hold of that, they have no idea. I don't think we have any idea the way that God wants to move on our behalf and the power that he wants to get behind us with. But we just have to do some things. We just have to start cooperating with God. Increase your capacity. Learn to forgive others. Move on from your past. You can't drive down the road and get very far by looking in your rearview mirror. Why do you think the windshield is big and the rearview mirror is small? Yeah, you might want to take a look at your past and learn from it, but move on. Move on. It's time to let it go. There's something in your past that you're hanging on to. Let it go. It's time for it to go. This is not the time to dilly-dally around with little things. God wants to do things that you have no idea of yet. He wants to do exploits. You know what exploits are? It's something huge. And we're just okay with going through life and seeing seeing our harvest being stripped like the Midians were when Gideon was in Gideon's time before he conquered the Midianites. They came into the land when the harvest was ripe and stripped it. I don't even think they benefited from the harvest. It says they came in with all their flocks and their camels, and what basically happened is they had so many animals and so many things, it basically destroyed the crop. And so they didn't even benefit from it. That's what the enemy wants to do today. Comes in to kill, steal, and destroy. Let go of your past. Forgive those who've wronged you. Of course, there's people that wrong you. We go through life, and there are people that are going to wrong us. Big deal. Move on. Now, I'm not saying it's okay for people to wrong you or that people don't need to be brought to justice sometimes, but we need to move on past. We need to move past that. The other thing is speak blessing over others. If you expect God to do things in life, it ain't going to happen if you go around cursing other people. It's not going to happen. And here again, it's division within the body of Christ. Learn to bless other people with your tongue. Learn to speak life into other people, and that doesn't happen naturally. It takes intentionality to do that. You have to be intentional to speak blessing over others. If you don't speak blessing, good chance is you're going to start seeing the faults in other people's lives, and you're going to speaking that. And that's speaking a curse. Invest in other people. You got to give. Here's the thing. In order to... Do you know that the price of success... I don't know why this is coming to my mind. The price of success has to be paid up front. Like, if you want to experience success, or if you want to, it doesn't matter what area in life, you have to pay that up front. One way of you setting up, one way to get a harvest or to experience a harvest is to sow into other people. If you want to reap something, you have to sow first. And so investing into other people is a part of that. Don't be afraid to give yourself away. Like there's needs all around you. And are you going to cooperate with God, or are you just going to be okay? Some people have a hard time seeing past their own nose. Like they just take care of their own problems, their own issues, their own financial needs, and they move on. There's so many needs out there. There's so many people who need help. There's so many people who need an encouraging word, who need to be blessed. And here we're stuck on our past. We're stuck on not forgiving other people. And we're too busy with our own problems. Just get over it. Move on. There's other people who need you too. Learn to move on and invest in other people. Think further than just yourself. Not accepting things in my life that are not of God. This is a big one. And sometimes there's things in our life that, as Christians, we just become okay with. It's just okay. We think it's okay. It's not okay. If it's something that's keeping you back and keeping you from growing in your walk with the Lord and your relationship with Him, it's not okay. It could be sin. It may not be sin. It could just be something that is keeping you back. But you need to learn that in order for you to move past those things in your life, you have to take action. It's not just okay. It's not about just accepting those things that are in our life, that are stumbling blocks. Get real with God. Get honest. Be honest with people. Take responsibility for where you're at in life. I've already mentioned this. Practice humility. That's a tough one. And especially when you want to build relationships with people, it's sometimes tough to practice humility in our relationships. And as men, I guess women have an ego too. I don't know, but I know men do. I can only speak from my experience. But here, I heard this recently. Here's what an ego stands for, is edging God out. And so who's on the throne? If you got an ego, it's you. And so who are you edging out? Is that what you want for your life? Do you want God to move on your behalf? Do you want to increase your capacity? Are you willing to cooperate with God? It's part of it. Love unconditionally. And here's the thing. Sometimes we put conditions on people. In order for me to do this for you, I want you to perform a certain way, or I want you to do something. God loves us unconditionally, and He asks us to do the very same thing. God wants us to love unconditionally. That's not always easy. None of this stuff is easy. It's not easy to let go of your past. It's not easy to forgive. It's not easy to invest in other people. It takes time, takes effort, but it's so worth it. It's not easy to just not accept the things in my life and do something about it and change it. Take responsibility. Love unconditionally. Choose faith over fear. And this is big. The reason, some of the reasons that we don't see God move more is there's two things here. It's fear and it's doubt. And they're both tools of the enemy. And we as Christians need to counteract that. You will not move on if you're experiencing fear or you're living in fear or you're making decisions out of fear. It's time to counteract that. It's time to say no to that. That's one of the things in your life that could be there that, you know what, I don't know. Is fear sin? I don't know. You might have to take that up with Scripture. What does it say? There's a verse that says, "Don't be anxious for anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, let your requests be made known to God." So if the Word of God says, "Don't be anxious for anything," what is being anxious? It's being fearful. It's just straight up fear. And that verse in Timothy that always comes up when I think of fear is, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of what? Of power and of love and of a sound mind. And if you ever come into any situation in life where you're experiencing fear, you need to stop right there and say, this is of the enemy. I'm not accepting this. And I'm asking God that you would give me the spirit of love. You would give me a sound mind to process clearly. And you would give me power to move boldly in the direction you want me to go. So, is it wrong to fear? Is it wrong to go through life and be fearful? It's going to hinder you, I can tell you that. I don't think it's of God. Anything that's not of God is sin. Can we call it that? Are you living a life free from anxiety and fear in every single area of your life? This impacts so many different areas of your life. It can affect your finances, it can affect your family, it can affect your church, it can affect your job, whatever. But if you're living in fear, you do not have faith. You can't have both. You can't operate in both. It's either faith or fear. Choose faith over fear. It is so much better to go through life practicing fear, practicing faith rather than fear. So what does the rest of that verse say? Don't be anxious for anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, let your requests be made known to God. And then what does it say? And the peace which passes all understanding shall guard your hearts and mind through Christ Jesus. Who wants to go through life like that? That's awesome. That you can just go through life and you don't have to be fearful. If you're experiencing fear, it's not of God. I'm telling you that. And somewhere the enemy's trying to get a foothold into your life so that he can kill, steal, and destroy whatever's good in your life. That's his mission. It's his goal. Choose faith over fear. Fear and doubt will keep you back, will hold you back. And when you're living in that, you are not cooperating with God. Remember, we're talking about God wants to do more in our life. And if we're living out of fear, we're not cooperating with God. Embrace my position in Christ. So this is something that I think we need to get a hold of, is understanding that God wants to, that who we are. Somebody mentioned this morning, I think it was you, Amanda, said something about, what was the phrase? Not sinner saved by grace. What was it that you said? Does anybody remember? Was anybody here Sunday school? Was I the only one who heard that? I forget what it was, but it was good. But embracing my position in Christ, if I know who I am in Christ, do you think I'm going to be making different decisions? When I come up against stuff in life, do you think I'm going to be making different decisions if I understand who's backing me up? If it's just about me, Yeah, I'm going to experience some fear, but understand your position in Christ. The person who's living inside of you, the Spirit who's living inside of you, is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. He is the God of the nations. He wants to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ask or think. This is the God, this is the Spirit that lives inside of you. And you need to understand that and recognize that and walk with that. Do you know that God honors boldness? How do you think it would have went if David would have come out, when he came out to visit his brothers on the battlefield and he saw the Israelites where they're quaking and shaking, this giant was threatening them to come out and fight with somebody. How do you think it would have went for David if he would approach that in a fearful way? Like there was, I don't know, when I read that passage, there is zero trace of any fear at all in David. And in fact, there was other people around him that said, you can't do this unless you put on this armor. You can't, I mean, you're just this little kid. And David was bold. There was no fear in him, and he moved forward with that. He embraced his position in Christ. He understood who was backing him up, and he walked boldly. Do you think Gideon would have conquered the Midianites if he was fearful? Well, I don't know. I think Gideon was fearful because he put out this fleece. If you remember, God, is this really what you're saying? If it is, let the fleece be wet and the ground dry. And then he's like, I really don't know if that's enough. Well, let's try this. If the fleece is dry and the ground is wet, let's try that. And both times it came back and confirmed that God wanted him to take it down the Midianites. Gideon had to be bold to do that. What are some things in your life that God's calling you to be bold in and you're just shrinking back in fear and doubt? Another thing, in order to cooperate with God, is I think we need to be open to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit wants to guide us into truth. The Holy Spirit is Christ within us. And I think in order to be effective in warfare or in life, and if you want to make inroads into the kingdom of darkness, you want to take back ground, you're going to need the direction of the Holy Spirit. And that is it's so key in all this. There are things here that God will do on our behalf, but there are things that God will not do for us. God will not make a decision for you to forgive somebody else. He will not make the decision for you to let go of your past. He's not going to make a decision for you that you increase your capacity. He's not going to make a decision for you to invest in other people. He's not going to force you to change your life, or to, if there's things in your life that you're just accepting and you're just okay with, he's not going to force you to change it. That's not God. He's given you a choice. And in order for you to, for him to do more in your life, you are going to have to make a decision to change that. If you choose to go through life with an ego, you might have to suffer the consequences, but God's not going to change that for you. You have to do that. You're the one who has to take responsibility for that. God's not going to force you to love unconditionally. He's given you a choice. You can do whatever you want. He's not going to make a decision for you to choose faith over fear. That's your decision. That's your responsibility. God is a God of mercy. He's a God of grace. He's also a God of justice. And if you want to make a difference in your family, in your life, and in the city and the nation around you, you are going to have to choose to make some of those decisions. God is not going to force you to do that. What's your choice today? Are you okay with just going through life and just being normal? Are you okay with going through life and being okay with whatever's in your life that's keeping God from taking you to the next level? And I think as a body collectively, for where we are going, we got to get this right. We got to start making the right choices and decisions personally. And then as a body corporately, And God is going to get behind that in ways that we have not even, we can't even imagine yet. So I'm excited about where we're heading. I'm excited about you making a decision to move on. And by the way, that's your decision. I can't make it for you. God's not going to force you into it. It's your decision. You're the one who's going to have to choose to do that. I didn't say it's going to be easy. It could be hard. God might ask you to do some really difficult things, but let me tell you, it's going to be worth it in the end. It's going to be worth it. It's going to be so worth it. The journey with God is an exciting journey. And the enemy wants to get you to believe that it's hard and it's difficult. It's not. It's not, okay? Just get through that. Just push through that. And on the other side of that, you're going to experience an abundant blessing that you have no idea of. So I just want to bless you with that today, and I want to invite you into a journey of cooperating with God. This is a journey I'm on as well. I want to learn to cooperate with God more. I want to learn to be on the forefront and to be aware, do things intentionally. I want to do that, and I'm inviting you on that journey with me. Father, in Jesus' name, I just pray a blessing and anointing over everybody in this room under the sound of my voice today. And I ask you, God, to give us the courage and the strength to do the right thing, to choose to walk in your ways, to choose to do things and to take care of things in our life that allow you to work on our behalf in a greater degree, in a degree we've never seen yet, and we don't even understand. Father, we hear things happening. We know that you do exploits. We've seen the miracles in the Bible. We read about that. We read about things where you're amazing, God. And I believe you want to do so much more than what we've experienced. We've only experienced the tip of the iceberg of what you want to do and the amazing capacity that you as our Father have and that you want to move on our behalf. So bless us, Father, today with courage to do the right thing. In Jesus' name, amen.